Why the loss, if you must ask? Why shall we stumble? Why shall we fall? Why shall we be afflicted, bitter, bitten, turned upside down, twist and turn? And after the confession of only foresighting the facts of that notion, shall we be redeemed? Shall we be saved? And shall we truly be accepted by Him? Do you think it's our ignorance that prevents us from experiencing life? The contradiction of limitation says you can't, you shall not, and you're not going to advance. Rather, it shall be we are going to. I only know the score and measure and the mark by capable and capability within the discipline and degree. I have to experience life. And God is love, love is life. There is not boundaries, there's not limitations, nor restrictions, a sense of confinement because of God. And actually, the salvation of Christ, He is risen indeed. Because of Him, all the chains and sin and wickedness and death have been lifted off of me. I don't have limitations, I don't have boundaries. And furthermore, I need to know my own levels of competence. For if I shall never experience what He has provided for me within the full spectrum, the full array, right and wrong, good and bad, heaven and hell, then I'll never know how He saves and redeems me. Psalms 139:24. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. And that's what I'm searching for daily, right? That investment that I'm making, you can call it pennies in a wishing well. I'm flipping them. I'm flipping pennies into the wishing well each and every day. But I'm telling you, each and every time a penny lands, it's an investment in eternity. And it isn't because I've stumbled or fallen that I am saved and redeemed, but rather because I still believe in Him and He is the undersight. How many verses of Scripture can we reference as humble servants that these Scriptures, these notions of implication, they're referencing the light, by the way, and some of them the darkness, the actual walk and competence that we embrace, how many of them remind us that we have to fall first. We have to stumble. I expect you to fail. It's okay, you're going to fall asleep. I'm sure of it. Which is brilliant though, isn't it? Right? All of a sudden you can like breathe, you can be like, whew. You can exhale, you're like, thank goodness. Right? So now the expectation, right, is an obligation of the expectation. Now the expectation of eternity. Well, very good. I shall be led, I shall be directed, but only after I fall. How come, might you ask? Because I still am capable of finding Him within the darkness. I think one of the deepest, most empathetic synagogue of vision and deception that we see is no more than we are incapable nor competent of finding Him within the darkness. Well, he only lives within the gospel. And some of us, we've taken it to a completely different level. We have the cloth, right? We put the robe on, and there's crosses and some really nice fancy things. And it looks gold and white, and there's good colors naturally, right? But we take it to that level, and before you know it, you shall not experience any darkness. But excuse me, this is something that God gave me. And the Bible reminds me that I shall stumble, I shall fall. And because of Him, I'm still going to be saved and redeemed. I mean, I can't confine a creature, right? Have you tried creature's form of forgiveness? It doesn't work too well, does it? Get out! She's just screaming at me. I'm like, I get it. Oh, I'm moving on. I get it. Life goes on. But you know, with your creator and your savior, your redeemer, you can go out on Him in a night. I went out. I mean, I had a good night with the boys, and I felt terrible. I felt terrible. But you know what? She didn't kick me out. And He didn't kick me out, I should say. My clothes ain't laying out on the yard, right? I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. And maybe a bad example, the course of action, right? With the rhetorical thought of judgment. Is there a conscience involved or society dictating how we should live and exist? But it's a sense of reality. We are not defined by others, nor should they be defined by us. Psalms 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Now think about this. Think about this, right? And I'll reference it real quick. When in Rome, eat like the Romans, worship how the Romans worship. It doesn't mean that it's right nor wrong for Him. Shall it be right for God before it's right for us? Undeniable facts. How often is creature condemning, limiting you, restricting you? When's the last time you heard God tell you no? And then, of course, you shoot to the obvious. You're like, He was not pleased with His creation. right? And then so here came Christ. Yes, you are forgiven. We receive a yes. Yes, you are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are saved. And then when we fast forward, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And we're right on that turn of the page right at this exact moment. But God doesn't tell you no. He doesn't tell you how to live, what's right for you, what's wrong for you. He doesn't even do anything other than the prediction. And he tells you, you shall stumble and you shall fall. And after you stumble and fall, I will be there for you. I'll still be the one that'll be laboring within your heart, soul, and mind, that my deeds will greatly embrace the DNA, the spirit, the heart, and the soul. So restore to me the joy of your salvation, because I am so happy. I'm not weighed down by the occurrence. I'm not weighed down by the sin, the wickedness, the deceptiveness. I made a mistake. I'm not holding on to it. I'm letting it go. I'm lighting that candle. I'm floating the balloon up in the air. I'm throwing the penny in the wishing well. I'm cheers to you. I'm hope as well. Forgive me. I'm letting go of it. So I rejoice in joy of salvation because of him. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. And uphold me with a willing spirit. Every encounter, acquaintance, genre, personal, professional that you experience, that your feet come across and you literally are diving and driven right into it, let it be implemented by finding him within it. If it's about him, and it couldn't be about us, nor about her or him or vice versa, then what is there to worry about? And how could it be a failure? The direct notion of assertion is he gave us everything that's on this earth, an abundance of it, everything, so that we can find fulfillment. You'll never hear God limiting you. You'll never hear God saying, no, you can't, no, you shall not. But rather, you are still given the freedom of will to be capable of finding him within every sanction. And I think that's where the reference is. And it takes you there. Think about it. Psalms 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And that's not possessive in the sense of substance either, right? Heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit, right? You think of the Trinity, that's not possessive. Search me. Tried and true, outright weathered. I'm not sure about your God, but my God is not the creature form of God. He's the real God. He's tried, he's true, he's weathered. He's endured the storms. He's went through it. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I mean, listen, each and every one of us have fallen. Don't be afraid of it. He's still there to pick you on up. He's still the one that's carrying you through the sand. You look behind, you've seen footprints. He's still gonna be the one delivering you. For you shall be the one and are the one, each and every one of us. We are the chosen race, his people, so that we can be saved, so that we can be redeemed. Psalms 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So here we go, the washing and the cleansing of the heart, soul, mind, and the body and the spirit. Create in me a clean heart. You know what I tell individuals? Even my enemies forgive me, and I think different. Create a world to where sustainment is the only option, to where everybody can be happy, to where everybody can experience heaven, to where everybody can experience eternity, to where there is fulfillment. Failure is not an option. Why would you create a world? Why? How ironic, right? Why would you create a world to where it doesn't work? Right? There's a high percentage of us, it just doesn't work. I mean, like hashtag left behind, I'm not going there. Right? Think about it. I don't want to be the one that's being left behind. Oh God, renew a right spirit within me. I'm being born again. I'm being born again. I'm being tilled. I'm like that garden. I'm being tilled, right? I'm tilling up the dirt. I'm tossing the rocks out. I'm being turned over. I'm expecting a bountiful harvest. Well, some of us, it's too late. Oh, I missed my calling. I'm sitting at my darkest hour of death holding the rosary. Come into my heart, soul, mind, save me and redeem me. But regardless of the benefactor, regardless of the point, in the sense of addressing the blameless topic of eternity and forgiveness, it is never too late to be born again. It is never too late to find him within that salvation, within that power of redemption. So don't limit his power, because he didn't put limits on you. He didn't tell you what was right for you. He didn't tell you what was wrong for you. In fact, it's for you to dictate. I need to break it down. I need to know, what's the interpretation? What does it mean to me? But what is faith without works? And where do the acts of, and the laboring of deeds become relevant? Well, if I never try it, or if I'm not actually successful within that walk, I have no clue. God gave me these hands and these feet. Did you know that? And guess what? They work. I'm capable. I'm able. It's practical. I apply myself. I work within the acts, within the deeds, the laboring, and I involve him within it. He sees, he hears, he witnesses, he is involved within me. It is a sense of reign of jurisdiction. And furthermore, each and every day, that enlightenment leads me to a spiritual fundamental of standing on the solid foundation. And for me and my house, we serve who? You said the Lord? Hoo-hoo. So I look to go up to that level. I look to be saved and redeemed. And I am planting with these hands. And I am walking and running with these feet. Think about what I'm saying. It is because of him. Well, you shall not walk that way. How come? Well, don't you dare raise your hand when you see her. But I like her. Think about what I'm saying. It cannot be right for us if it needs to be right for him. But how could that be? I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't say you did. But it's up to you to define when it's right and when it's wrong. And if you don't believe me, you don't believe he's reaching out to you, that he's sending you the signals, you're not seeing the signs, you don't believe in the power of communication, I mean, I'm happy. I got this real fancy iPhone. It's Spectrum 5G. I got 5G UW at certain locations. I'm running a speed test. It's pinging in at like 389 megabytes per second on cellular signal. I'm like, whew. I mean, that's fast. Can you hear me now? I believe in the power of prayer. I've got it. And I'm telling you, at any second, a given moment, you drop what you got going on and you put your hands together. Some cases you're down on your knees. He hears you. He's receiving you. You might not get a response right away. You might be sitting there staring, looking at the phone. The little icon pops up. It's got the three little dots in it. You know he's responding. You know he's replying, but you just ain't getting the message fast enough. Believe in open communication. Trust within him. You don't have nothing to hide. Well, for me and my creator, my savior, my redeemer, I don't want him to know the truth. I mean, he can see me on Sunday. Make sure I look nice, right? What am I doing with that new shirt, right? Get this tie up on here. It's a three-piece. I'm going to go bing. Looking real nice. But don't be afraid to be honest with yourself. Because when you're honest with who you are, the heart, the soul, the mind, he already knows anyways. He already knows anyways. Then you don't have nothing to worry about. So don't carry the burden around. Don't carry the baggage around. And better yet, don't let somebody tell you what's right or wrong for you. Somebody tells you that they're limiting you. They're not going to let you be happy. You're not going to be thankful. Life is not going to go on. Hallelujah. Walk away. Turn that other cheek. It's a biblical notion of assertion. It's black and white. You can't turn the page fast enough. I got to go. I gotta go. And where does it resonate though, right? We store our treasures in heaven. I write it down in a journal nightly. I'm so thankful for the blessings that I received. Oh, you've heard of this old folks tale. I seen your grandmother today. She told me you better count your blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. I still ain't mad at you, by the way. Get a little bit of fan. I'm trying to get the face going here. Number 624. The Lord bless you and keep you. Well, I mean, not only does he bless you, he's keeping you. I think equally so important that I shall be keeping him in every jurisdiction of thought, of want and need, within that possessiveness of form. Number 625, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. I ain't seen him, I ain't heard him. I was driving down the road just the other day, true story. It was dark. I mean, it was dark. It was rain. We had snow in the morning. It was cloudy. There was no sunshine. I'm driving down the road. I put on this song. I am so blessed, right? I'm listening to this girl, and I got a picture in my mind of who it is. I'm just like, yes. I'm like, literally, it's all happening at that moment. Like, it's happening right now. I'm just like, amazing, right? All of a sudden, I'm driving down the highway. Boom. Out of all these darkness clouds, here comes the stream of sunlight. And right when I'm driving down the highway, it only lasts for not even a minute. Like, just only a few seconds. But it's bright, burning bright sunlight. I thought, whew. I thought, boy, you're shining down on me right now. And that's a good sign. Don't miss the signs when he's entering your life, when he's reminding you that these blessings are coming. How many of you are restricting blessings? Well, I didn't get the new house. I ended up getting a used house. What, well, you ain't blessed anymore? You know, I mean, I didn't get what I wanted, but I still got something. How many of you are limiting the blessing? Be thankful. Count your blessings. View everything as a blessing. And you'll never have anything to worry about. And most of you, the ones that are listening, right? The body, the congregation, if you would, the ones that are faithfully following and giving and supporting, you know my story. Like I told my grandfather, expect nothing, and everything above that is a blessing. What do you think? That's hard, though, in a sense of walking within that light. I think so. Don't be afraid to look around the corner and to find the blessing, because it's easier to find and face condemnation than it is to prevail, to persevere, and to be enlightened through the Spirit by Him. Number 626, the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Peace and contentment. Rest my soul. Be still my soul. Now He's going to put you to rest. This is a different type of falling asleep. I've fallen asleep to the gospel. I have no clue what's relevant or how it is directive towards me. But now it's the exact opposite. Be still my soul. I have delivered you. I've saved you. I've redeemed you. You, because of Him, are enlightened. Very, very good. Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I mean, I'm not sure about you, but I mean, I heard what she said after I got back from hanging out with the boys. It didn't sound like that her praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Ooh-wee! Woo! That was a tough one. I mean, I reckon I had it coming, but whoo! Boy, that was rough. In every thought, action, and sanction, what do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? And by the way, the sunlight, the blessed song, the girl singing, you know what I told her? I pray that the message got delivered. Lord, forgive me. I've been very, very busy today at work all day. I apologize. Forgive me. So what I told her, I says, you know, I said, you got lucky. You got the winning lottery ticket. It's Powerball, right? You even had the multiplier. It was times 10. You got it all the way up at the top. And guess what? It's a guaranteed winner. No, all you got to do is go up there in person, hand that ticket and redeem it. You got to grab him right by the elbow, storm out the door. Whoa. But some of us, we ain't cashing in our blessings. We've got them. We've thought about it. We've processed it. We've seen it. Some of us, we're capturing the moment. It's the memories. We've got pictures. We categorize it. It's categorized and cataloged, right? We're storing it up in our file cabinet, but we ain't redeeming it. We don't want to cash it in. Well, what good, and there it is, what good is a lottery ticket that's worth eternity? Think about this. And it's a privilege, by the way. It sounds good, though, doesn't it? But you don't ever cash it in. You don't ever redeem it. Your acts, your works, your faith, the deliverance, the actual substance of why you're alive, it's only in thought and theory. I'm not cashing it in. I'm not receiving it. I'm telling you, and I'm still not mad at you. You can sow. You can reap. Don't be afraid to cash it on in. Give me a little bit back here. Here, come here. Give me a little bit back here. So for her, and I'm not sure if it comes with a deed in the hand. I don't know, some sort of commitment or something. I'm not really sure how that works. But it's the power of prayer. It is the sense of commitment. It is the sense of God being the witness in life and embracing it. For He is the one that's going to take you there. Lord, forgive me. Psalms 5:11. But let all who take refuge in You rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread Your protection over them, that those who love Your name may exalt in You. The ones who love Your name, we may exalt in You. We take shelter. We spread the joy. Go. What shall I do? But you already know what you should be doing. You already know what you should be doing. Think about it. So we can't, we shall not, nor are we going to deny His presence. You hear about those stories, those miracles. I said, go over to my great aunt Joyce's house. I cleaned it out and I stumbled across this box. I opened it up. Here she had a Powerball from 1930, and it was the winning numbers. Oh, I found some real currency, buried treasures. I've referenced it before. Where are you storing your treasures? Where are you going? Who are you? What's your name? Where's you come from? Them treasures in heaven. Buried treasures. You know, I got that winning lottery ticket. I've been promised eternity. I mean, I'm going to heaven. but I ain't willing to walk up to the counter. I'm afraid to get up down there and get down on my knees and ask for forgiveness and to be redeemed. I'm afraid to cash up in that ticket. Somebody might find out that I'm redeemed. They might figure out that I got a whole bunch of blessings. I might be in trouble. Don't limit it. Don't be afraid to redeem it. You go up on there and you get what's yours. I tell you, if you don't, somebody else is going to. And that doesn't mean that your piece of pie isn't valuable. I'll get you the same. What do you want, a piece of pie? Get a little milk on the side. Mm-hmm. It means that you need to walk right within that. Boy, I tell you, when it's your time, when it's your turn and your time to shine, you're going to go out right there and get it. You're going to be the one that's singing it. You're going to be the trumpet sounding from heaven. You're going to be the praise, the glory. Somebody sees you pull up in that new whip. Poof. Jeez. You're looking like you blessed. For real. You know what I mean? For real. Don't let it be the bitterness or the lack of ability. You know, I'm not worried about them blessings. I don't want to go get them blessings. I'm more worried about worry. Worry and worry and worry. Oh, facts, folks. Outright facts. Forgive me. Worrying about it ain't going to get you anywhere. Talking about it, putting it on a shelf, it ain't going to save you. It ain't going to redeem you. The outright truth of your almighty Savior and Redeemer? Whew. You come to him at any point in time. You confess to him. You give to him. You put it within his hands. You know that you are saved, that you are redeemed, and you don't have nothing to worry about. It'll come right back to you tenfold. You can never go wrong investing in your Creator, Savior, and Redeemer. So don't deny his presence. Don't deny that open line of communication. Here comes Spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Now! Now connect me to God real quick, right? You feel me? Psalms 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless is his holy name. All that is within me, heart, soul, mind, thought, word, and deed, if it wasn't for him, I shall not or would not even be here. How very, very thankful are we to be capable of cashing in our ticket, to be capable of hitting the jackpot. Now, you don't want news coverage? Ah, somebody said, you don't even want to pay taxes on this. You want a lump sum payout. I want eternity. I want that bountiful harvest. I want the fruits of the labor. I mean, I want it. I want it now. Fill your card up. You know what I'm saying? Go to the gas pump. Fill it up. Think about what I'm saying. Think about it. You ain't got nothing to worry about because you can redeem with him each and every day. I'm feeling a little bit down and out right now. What you need? Is there something I can do for you? Can I get you something? Excuse me. Is there something wrong? Let me get a little bit of God real quick. And forget a little bit. I want a whole amount. I want the fulfillment that can be found in him. I want to cash in. I want to redeem. I want what's mine. Let it be possessive. Own it outright. Make it yours. Customize it. Upgrade it. Give it a different look, taste, flavor, and tone. I mean, that looks good on you. I appreciate that. That looks real good on you. Because God looks good on each and every one of us. Because his Savior and Redeemer breathing within us with the Holy Spirit lighting the light inside of us. The fire coming from the outside in. And the inside out. Here you go. He looks real good on us. Think about what I'm saying. Let us be reminded to rejoice, to proclaim, and to spread the good news and to share the gospel. Thank you for joining me this evening on Life or Death Ministries. I'm going to close in prayer. I would like to say thank you for the continued support, the donations. You can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter. You can see the Buzzsprout page. I got an Instagram. I haven't spent a lot of time on it yet. I'm still looking for individuals for questions and answers. You can ask me any question you want. Message me, email me. I think I might even have a phone number on there. Hit it up and talk to me directly. I'm trying to have Bible studies or discussions certain nights throughout the week, different topics that we find to be relevant that we can continue to build the body and the congregation on. And let us close in prayer. Lord, forgive me. Our graciously Heavenly Father and Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, with all the blindness that we shall sufferly, severely see each and every day, remind us to open our eyes to seek and to find you. Within all the darkness, the shading, the hazing, with all the shadows that we might be exposed to, remind us to see the light that is within you. For truly, when we are purchasing with that that buying power, we are truly giving it back to you. So when we are spending, it goes back to you. And don't forget us to let us redeem some of these blessings that you've given. You didn't give us this earth full of blessings only so that we could condemn one another and put one another in chains and shackles. Rather, you've been giving it to us so that we can find the redemption, the salvation of incarnation through his blood, and we can be redeemed because of it. We ask that you let us hit those lucky numbers in every way, shape, and form and mentality, and that you continue to grow within us with strength, with knowledge, with perseverance, with gratitude. Wash me and cleanse me, my soul, and my iniquities, and keep me safe. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Christ our Savior's name we pray. Amen.